or I'm going to grab my neighbor's Bible. I am who it says I am. Or I'm going to talk to that homeless man and get his Bible. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You might be seated. I will do what it says I'll do in Jesus' name. Amen. I will do it. Last week, we got an opportunity to go to Picayune and prophesy over about the whole church. We prophesied and spoke the word. And in the midst of it, one fella came up, and I gave him a word like this. I see you soaring. And the Lord spoke to my heart during that time, and he says, that's exactly the word for next week for our churches. The Lord sees us soaring. Now, I have a problem, Les, is I also had another name for this message is, in the process of soaring, the reason why we can soar is because we learned something. It's called the joy of the harvest. And that's what the message is this morning also. It's the joy of the harvest. Amen? And sometimes you might be thinking, now where the heck are you going, Pastor? Well, it's because many of us have lost our first love. And many of us want to know, why have we lost the joy of the Lord? Are there folks walking around in misery and frustration and distraction and confusion and turmoil and issues and trying to figure out, oh, what am I going to do next? Well, the Lord says, I want to restore to you today, say me, Lord, the joy of the Lord. What is our first love? I was talking to somebody this morning, just got saved last week, and they said, wow, it's so awesome to get saved. And I said, you're right. She goes, I'm sorry we didn't get saved here. I said, no, don't worry about that. It doesn't matter where you get saved. It's that you got saved. Amen. And that's the first love is that we know Jesus, that we have the heart that wants to do the will of the Father and teach us, Lord, what to do and when to do it and how to do it. And it's a joy that some folks fizzle out and get watered down and get distracted with the cares of this world and the problems and the issues of life. And, oh, my goodness, and before you know it, they're missing the joy. Now, I appreciate the word Brother DJ brought with all of the distractions and the things in this world for us to open eyes, but I have to tell you something. Ecclesiastes says there's nothing new under the sun. This stuff has been happening since the beginning of time. Cain killed Abel. When you look and you read about Sodom and Gomorrah, it was worse. My perception of that is it was worse there than it is here now. But I'm just here to tell you that I agree with you. It's time for us to open our eyes that we might see how blessed we are that we're in his presence daily and not just walking around aimlessly. I'll just have to tell you this. I don't think I've ever in 17 years of pastoring, I don't think I've ever done a two-part message. But I'm not sure that I'm going to get to the end of this one. I told my wife last night, I said, I'm not sure that I'm going to get to the end of it. Sherry tells me when she was typing in all the scriptures, she goes, I put your book in the computer. She had so many scriptures to put in for me this morning. So y'all hang on. I'm going to do my best. If it looks like I'm going to go into part two, we'll just do it next week. If not, we're just going to hang off a little bit longer this morning because it's raining anyway, and you ain't got no place to go. So anyway, the Bible says in Revelations, imagine that. Revelations chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent. Say repent. Repent and do the first work, or else I will come quickly and remove. I will come quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless, you repent. Have we lost our joy? Have we lost our first love? Have we lost our joy? Why? Could it be we lost our vision? Could it be we don't understand what is going on? We're trying to live life and we're trying to figure it out. But I'm here to tell you, many of us Christians have lost the vision that God has poured out into us and encouraged us to go and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let people know, say good news of Jesus. You see, we can always look at all of the hard things, or we can say, Jesus, you are good to me. I was talking to somebody else this morning about problems, situations we go through, and no matter how many things you go through, and no matter how many problems you have, because I guarantee you, I bet you every person in this room can raise your hand right now and say, oh boy, I got some issues right now. This is broke, that's broke, the other thing's broke. I'm going to go out back and eat worms. Hallelujah. Or we can say, glory to God, look how blessed I am. Oh, my goodness. Do we realize how blessed we are? Have we lost our vision? And I thought to myself, you know, sometimes people don't understand, what is our vision? I wonder what that could be. Proverbs chapter 28 and 18 says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy, say happy. Happy is who keeps the law. Can we realize that God is calling us to get into the Word of God and realize that He's communicating to us through the Word of God, and He's talking to us and He's telling us, I can bring you to the place of joy. I can bring you to a place of happiness. I can bring you to a place of contentment if you'll follow me, says the Lord. Too many times we want to do things on our own. Have we lost our joy? Why? Could it be that we've been caught up in the things of this life? Could it be that we have no time for Jesus or church? Could it be? What am I doing? Am I doing the right things? Am I following the calling? Am I following what God called me to do and be? Or am I just living life and trying to get by and succeed and get ahead of the next guy and have a little bit more money in the bank and have a little bit bigger house and bigger car and bigger whatever? Where and when will we be happy? Will the joy of the Lord truly be our strength? Luke chapter 21 and 34 says it like this, but take heed, that means pay attention, take heed to yourself lest your heart be weighted down. Too many of us are weighted down with the issues and the cares of this world. How many of you know for a couple of years I've been struggling with trying to turn off DirecTV at my house? I am DirecTV delivered. Hallelujah. I have been set free. I decided to turn off the TV. Whenever you're listening to all that stuff, say I got the control, I got the power. You got the power. I do have an antenna. I get 19, 1, 2, and 3. Hallelujah. Spent 35 minutes up and down my steps yesterday trying to turn that thing a little bit more. Okay, how's that? Anybody ever? Never mind, move on. Lest our heart be weighed down with the carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of life. And that day, say that day. That day will come. That day will come unexpectedly because we're not paying attention. Because we're not seeing the signs. We're not seeing what's going on. It's coming unexpectedly to everyone. It says it right here, that for it is comes like a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the earth. Watch, therefore. Say watch. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you might be counted worthy to escape all the things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. I just have to ask you this because up here it sounds like I'm a little loud out there. Am I a little loud? No? Okay, and maybe it's just my hearing, okay. I just, like, that's what I was earlier trying to say. I couldn't hear Nikki. I was like, I couldn't hear you. She was, anyway.
must be old age setting in. The day comes unexpectedly, for it will come as a snare. I mean, it'll come just like before you know it, it's here. Be careful, be prepared, be ready. Say, get ready. Look at your neighbor, say, get ready. Because the day is coming. Watch therefore and pray always that you might be counted worthy to escape all these things. Oh my goodness. That you might be able to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Be careful, because this is what the word says. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Every knee is going to bow. Oh, whether they're an atheist or whether they're not, doesn't matter. The knees will bow. And that day is coming. Jesus said it like this, John chapter 15 and 1. I am the true vine, and the Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me does not bear fruit, he takes it away. Uh-oh. Did you hear that? Every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. Oh my goodness. Have you ever been pruned? Anybody here? You ever had some things cut off and chipped off and oh my, it hurts, and these, the man. And you know, sometimes it took me 2 years to get rid of DirecTV. I stood right here on this pulpit and said, the Lord told me to disconnect DirecTV. Anybody remember that? 2 years I've been fighting God. But God, I want to watch Survivor. And we made all kind of excuses of what we had to still see on TV. But God. Yeah? Bob, you need to turn your TV so I can see it. He prunes that we might. This is why he prunes us. This is why God chips things away. That we might bear more fruit. That we might bear fruit. God prunes us so that we might bear fruit. God prunes us. He cuts away the old sinful nature that we might grow into the new branches that he has for us. Are we Christians? Do we love Jesus Christ, our heart, with all our heart, mind, and soul? Have we asked Jesus into our life? And if we have, are we hearing his calling? Are we hearing what he has to say? God is working in our lives right now. Do you know he's working on you, Robbie? I can tell. Do you know he's chipping away the old man's nature? Do you know he's chipping away and he's trying to pull out the mighty man of God that you are, or woman? He's chipping away all of the stuff that doesn't look like Jesus in our life. Have you felt it? Have you felt the pruning? Have you felt the chipping? Have you felt things falling off? Have you felt... I'm talking about everybody, Bob. I'm not just talking about you. He said, what about the younger people? Are you only hitting those old folks? No, I'm not. That's everybody. You see, the guilty conscience hollers. No, I'm... He's chipping away. How, did you not hear me just talk about how long it took me to get rid of direct? This is the preacher here. It happens. We struggle. We fight. Oh, come on. We try to... How many... Don't raise your hand, okay? Listen. This is where you do not raise your hand. All right? Pay attention. How many of you are struggling with things that God is trying to pull away from you right now? Oh, my goodness. Go ahead and raise your hand, because let everybody see. We all got some things that need to be chipped off and taken off out of our lives. But God's doing something. That's because he loves you. Did you hear that in the prophecy? He loves you. He loves you so much that he's patient with you. He's patient with us. And he says, you know, you're hard-headed, but I'm coming. I'm coming to you. I'm knocking on your door. I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying to let you see that I love you so much. He's working on me. Say, he's working on me. Bob, you didn't have to say me. Listen to this. John chapter 15 and 16. You did not choose me. Now, this is Jesus speaking. This is Jesus speaking. He said, you didn't choose me, but I, Jesus, chose you. that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. What? Why are we struggling and frustrated? Because we're not following Jesus. We're not listening to what he's saying to us today. And that the fruit should remain, that whatever you ask in the Father's name, he might give it to you. These things I command you. Uh-oh, here comes the tough one. These things I command you, that you love one another. Oh, here it is, there it is. Who wants to soar higher? Who wants to go a little higher? You ready to start soaring and rise up, or get out the way from the buzzards and the turkeys, and start soaring with some eagles? Anybody wants to soar a little higher, go up a little higher? I'm setting you up now, because if you do, it's coming. Here it comes. If you're soaring a little higher, listen to this. Have you ever felt, this is so cool, have you ever felt the joy of the harvest? Is what I'm just talking about this morning. The joy of the harvest. Have you ever communicated to somebody, communicated to them the word of God, and you saw the glimmer of hope and life and excitement and joy in their life when you finish communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ? They lighten up. They start getting excited. They say, I don't know what that is, but I want some of that. Because God is awesome. And as we draw closer to him, he draws closer to us. We know that. I mean, talking with people about what they need and what they're, that they need help. How many of you know we all need some help? And the help comes in the form of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He comes as we reach out to him, as we ask and seek and knock. He's going to open up the door. Now, you know, I've seen some people that's been miraculously, absolutely turned around, zip, zammy, boom. They've never been the same again, and that's all great. And I believe that that can happen to any and every one of us. But it didn't happen that way for me. It was a process. He kind of just, you seen that picture where the guy was chipping away the stones? Yeah, thank you. He's chipping away them stones, and that's how it happened for me. I had a hammer and a chisel, and the Lord would say, hit it. I said, no, Lord, I don't want to. He said, hit it harder. I said, come on, Lord. I kind of like the way this feels. I feel secure. Huh? I feel solid. And the Lord says, I'm trying to set you free. Oh, from the stuff that's weighing you down and holding you back. Oh, let me work on you. Now, again, it's one of these things about, have you ever talked to somebody and saw what Jesus is doing in them? Now, watch this. Have you ever? I have. I'll have to tell you, I have. Have you ever talked at somebody and told them, you got to get your life right. You're going to hell. And then, you know what the difference was? The results. The difference was, is one place I had compassion on people and I loved them and I wanted them to understand the Jesus that I love. And the other place was religious, pious attitude, judgmental. I'm better than you, and if you got as good as me, you'd be all right too. Oh, boy, can you hear it? Huh? You hear how the difference, what's the difference? And when those folks, how many of you have, don't raise your hand. How many of you experienced some of them people that came and tried to beat you to death with the Bible? I'll beat you up one side and down the other. You're going to hell. And I'm going to tell you how to get there. But Jesus, listen to this. You know the story of when Jesus was walking with disciples down the road? Listen to this. After he died, he came back. Luke chapter 24 and 32b. This is the disciples talking to each other. Did not our hearts burn within us? When somebody talks to us about Jesus, when somebody opens up the scriptures and pours out the word of God in compassion and love, does not our hearts burn within us? Oh my goodness, that's when we want some more of that. We want more. When he talked to us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us. You see, I don't know about you, but there's been plenty of folks in my life that has opened the scriptures to me. Just opened the scriptures and I went, wow, I never saw that before.
I was talking to somebody this morning, Miss Pat, about the God's Covenants class, and she goes, wow, it's so good. I'm learning so much. But we could go in the same class and have a closed mind and not learn a thing. But I told her, I said, man, I think I've taken it 5, 6, I don't know how many times. I quit counting a long time ago. But every time I took it, they had a different teacher teaching it. And I was like, wow. Each person that taught the class brought a different understanding, a different revelation, just a little different view. And I was like, wow, this is good stuff again. And it's just like the Word of God. It's new every day. The Word talks about His mercies being new every morning. Oh, my goodness. The joy of the harvest is when we can learn to communicate the Word of God. Say communicate. Communicate the Word of God to folks, that the people that are hurting and in need of Jesus. Will we possibly give them Jesus? Or will we give them our opinion? Will we give them Jesus? Oh, my gosh, Jesus is so good to us. Do you ever feel that people are examining you? Do you ever feel that God's got a plan for your life? Listen to this. The Bible tells us to love one another. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43 says, you have heard that it was said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. What? I'll read that again. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. What? I think I gotta say that one more time. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Should I say what again? I think you got it. You see, but we don't do that. Many of us don't do that. If somebody hurts our feeling, we're gonna punch them in the mouth. They done made me mad. They don't know who they messing with. Right, yeah, a lot of people are praying for them, but they ain't praying blessings. No, pray, Lord, hit them upside the head. Make their car break down, Lord. Hallelujah. Let their life be filled with turmoil, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, you hear it? Why? Well, let's move on. Why? That you might be sons of your Father in heaven, for He makes the sun. You know what? I have been misquoting this scripture for years, and this week I finally figured out that I misquoted it. Uh-oh, sorry. You know, I mean, those of y'all that caught it, y'all should have been telling me. Nobody told me, so I'll just go ahead. That you might be sons of the Father. Watch this. For He makes, I always said He makes the Son. But He said He makes His Son. Now, that may not make a big difference to you. But it does to me. He makes His Son. Oh. He makes His Son rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. It's amazing how many things we could read right past and right through, and then you'll catch a new revelation when we actually open our eyes. I love this song that we sang, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. Oh, my goodness, that speaks so much to me, because sometimes we got blinders on. Sometimes we close our eyes. We don't want to see the truth. We don't want to see what's going on. To reign on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? And do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers, what more than you do than somebody else? You see, God wants us to be like Jesus and see people like He sees them,
Not the way we see them. How many of you know we see some cruddy people? Huh? Anybody? You see some folks and you're going, well, they need Jesus. And you try to, never mind. I mean, don't even the tax collectors do that? Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Run. Run in such a way to win the prize. We sung a song this morning, I am free to run. I am so glad that God saved all of me. I'm so glad that He saved me like I was. And I'm also so glad that He's changing me. Because I wasn't a good person. But He's been very patient and very merciful. And they had so much compassion on me. Oh my goodness. I can't help but love other people. When I know what He's forgiven me for, I can't help but love other people and to forgive and not hold grudges and hold back forgiveness. Well, I ain't going to forgive them dirty, rotten scoundrels did me this, that, and the other, or the other. There's plenty of things going on, but God's bringing us to a place of understanding. Have we become, watch this, unfruitful? Oh, we just live in life, and are we truly bearing fruit? Are we unfruitful? Matthew chapter 13 and 22 says, now he who receives seed amongst the thorns is he who hears the word. Oh, that was such a good word this morning. We went to church, and boy, it was so great. God moved, and ooh, I got excited. What was it about? It's God, and he said a lot of scripture. He had some words of the Lord, and it was powerful. Hallelujah. What'd you get out of it? Well, that I need to be better. Jeez. The fruit. Are we unfruitful? He who hears the word and the cares of CNN or Fox News or Channel 13 News or whatever your favorite thing to listen to. The cares of this world. Oh, if I could just get the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Oh, if I could just get a little more. What does it do? It chokes out the word of God. And we become unfruitful. We don't want to share Jesus with somebody because they might think I'm a Jesus freak. Oh, you a Bible thumper, huh? Oh, you go to that church? Uh-oh. You believe in Jesus? Oh, that's one of them. There's some in every crowd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word and it becomes unfruitful. Are we unfruitful? And then I thought, you know, I mean, I asked God a lot of questions, you know, and I said, Lord, explain to me what really unfruitfulness is, because I'm a little, you know, I mean, I understand something, but I like fresh, I call it a fresh slap in the face. I like a fresh understanding because each day is new for me. So anyway, this is what I heard him say. He says, what is the fruit of the Spirit, Tyrone? I said Galatians 5 and 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Am I unfruitful in my love? Joy. Am I unfruitful in being joyful? Peace. Uh-oh. This hits everybody in the room, I think. You know, everybody's looking for peace. Oh, if I could just get some peace in my life, things would be a whole lot easier, a lot better. I'm in turmoil. I don't have any peace. It's the fruit of the Spirit. And I have to tell you this because a lot of people don't understand. The fruit of the Spirit is not a gift. It's grown. It's grown. It's something you have to develop. You have to work at. You got to work. Man. I mean, there's people that, you know, that we didn't like before. Now I've got to say, you know what, Lord, you love them, so I guess I got to love them too. Long-suffering, speaking of loving people you don't like. Long-suffering. Oh, Lord, I got it. Well, you know, Lord, no matter what, I still got to love them. Long suffering. That means forever. Just forever and ever and ever, you got to get past all of our prejudices and our problems and our issues. But you don't understand. I talked to a lot of people on Sunday morning. I was talking to somebody this morning, and they were talking about, well, you know, that flag, and they got the Mississippi, and they taking down the statues. And I said, you know what? That's the cares of this world. I don't care. I mean, I got a little pride, and I have a little patriotism, and I understand all that stuff, but am I going to fight you because of it? Am I going to argue with you because of it? No, I'm not. I'm going to celebrate the goodness. I'm not going to let the devil, say devil, the devil have a foothold or stronghold. Oh, I'm going to fight for what I believe. Hallelujah. And I'm going to cuss you out while I'm doing it. No, I'm not. I'm going to forgive them because they know not what they do. And move on. Kindness. Well, you got to learn to have kindness. Am I unfruitful with my kindness? Goodness. Oh, my goodness. Faithfulness. Are we faithful with what God has put us in charge of and control of and in our life, our marriages? Are we faithful with people? And are we faithful with our... Did I say that? Yeah, I did. Tithes and offerings. Let me just get off of that because I heard some four people just now. Gentleness, self-control. This is something that I'm watching more and more people lose. It's called self-control.
Go off on them. I flipped out. I'm going to hurt them.
Self-control is called a fruit of the Spirit. We need to have, say, self-control. How many of you had a mother or a father that almost killed you when you were coming up? Don't raise your hand. They're about to take your head off. They're mad at you. They were going to beat you to death. And then somebody came in like your next door neighbor. Deflate that balloon. And, oh, how you doing? It's so good to see you. I want a cup of coffee. And you're in the back saying, please have some coffee. Stay for the rest of your life. Because if you leave, I'm dead. Self-control. But I think I see a lot of folks today losing self-control. What is going on? Well, it's... We learn to develop it, or we make excuses for it. All of the fruits of the Spirit. Watch what it says. Against such things, there's no law. So the Lord says, why have we lost our joy? It's because we are lacking on understanding truly who He is and what He truly wants from us. Those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. You see, many of us have not crucified our flesh with its passions and desires. Oh, we got saved. We go to church and glory to God. But we make excuses of why we're not allowing the Lord to develop in us who He wants us to be. He's developing in us. We have to crucify the flesh. We have to crucify the flesh with its passion and desires. Watch this. Listen to what it says. If you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Glory to God, we come to church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. And then we walk away from the Holy Spirit. We walk out and do what we want to do in our own time, in our own way. And we sing, I've done it my way. Oh boy, you noticed I didn't sing too long. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited. You know, every now and then, I hope and pray that as you read your Scripture, as we read the Bible, that we will slow down and allow the Word of God to speak to our hearts and open our minds and bring revelation. Watch what this says. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another. You know what that word provoking means? That actually means causing annoyance or irritation. Have you been annoyed or irritated by some folks? Uh-oh, watch this, in the church? Oh, no way. My name, dirty and rotten. Provoking one another, irritating and annoying each other. If I could just get them to... Or envying one another. Oh, if I just could be like old Bob over there, I'd be all good. If I had all Bob's money, we'd be all rich. We'd have new vehicles every week. Hallelujah. What will bring back our joy? That's a good question, Pastor. What will bring back our joy? Well, the Bible says, watch this. You will show me the path of life. In Psalms chapter 16, the Lord says that He will show us. Oh my. He'll show us the path of life. Are we looking for Him? Are we examining ourselves? Are we trying to follow? Lord, I'm falling short, preacher. I understand. That's okay. Get back up. Dust yourself off. Get going again. I've seen so many people. I've seen myself fall, slip, get frustrated, want to shoot Bob. No, I haven't actually wanted to shoot Bob at all. I wanted to shoot at him. No. In your presence, watch this. What brings back the joy? You show me the path of life, and in your presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. And at the right hand are pleasures forevermore. Man, I don't know about you, but I like being happy. I like having joy. I like having pleasures in life. I was talking, who was that? Miss Elaine this morning. And I was saying, I don't know what we even talk about. It doesn't go on. And we was talking about happiness and being joy. And she goes, yeah, you're crazy. And I was like, yeah, I know. I said, I love Jesus. And then I looked over at her and I said, you're crazy too. She's a wild one. Glory to God. I'm glad you're wild. I can tell somebody else, look, she's wild too. There's a calling. There is a calling. Do you hear me this morning? There's a calling going out for laborers. Oh my. You see, because the joy of the harvest is realizing that we have a call on our life to be laborers. That means people that go out and work. The laborer. But how do we see people? How do we see? We can't go out and labor in the kingdom of God if we don't see that the harvest truly is white and ready. But we see people sometimes the way we see them instead of the way God sees them. Watch this. Matthew chapter 9 and 36 says, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, for because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Now just think, if we would actually catch a glimpse of the people that are around us in our lives that irritate us and frustrate us, if we would start having compassion on them and start realizing that God loves them as much as He loves us, and that same love that He had for us, He wants us to learn to share with other people. And we can't do that if we don't love them. Oh, we're looking at them the way they are, a lot of cases, or the way that we examine them and compare them to ourselves. What brings back our joy? Realizing that most of the people, I don't know about you, but I know when I was a rascal, that's a good word. When I was a rascal, how you like that one? When I was a little rascal, there was a lot of people that looked around and said, "Ooh, that little rascal, he's a no good little bum. He's never going to make it." Oh, but God has a different story. God's got a different plan. Hallelujah. He's got a different plan for each and every one of us. If, say if, will follow him. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. We've got to have our eyes open to see people, not just like everybody else sees them. We do have to learn to turn off the TV and quit listening to the lies. 1995, you can get one of these and one of those, and it's going to make your life all better. How many of you know they lied? How many of you got a house or an attic full of things for 1995, and they sent you two? And it didn't change, and now you want to put it in the garage sale. Oh, my. If I could just get something back out of my mind. The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Lord, I just ask you that you'd send Bob out into the harvest, Lord. You see, that's the way most of us take that scripture. We take it like, Lord, I want you to send laborers, somebody else. Not me. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out somebody else to do this. I'm not going to do it. Lord, we just pray that you send out laborers. I believe without a doubt that the Lord's trying to get our attentions today and let us realize that time is short. Here's a profound and I must be a prophet to be able to say this. Every day we're getting closer and closer to the last day. Ooh, boy, I never knew that. Well, it's true. Every day, every minute, every tick of the clock, we're getting closer. We're getting closer. Some of us closer than we'd rather be. I love my sister to death. She told me the other day, she says, you know, the doctor told me I shouldn't have this surgery. She's going in for surgery again. Three different procedures she's had. Now she's had the surgery, and the doctor told her, he said, you may not want to do this. How old is she? 70. Where's my sister? 75. My sister's 75. And she said, the doctor said, you may not want to do this. You know, you're old. No, you're 75. You know, you may not be able to make it. She said, that's okay. My bags are packed. I'm ready to go. It's either going to get better or it's going to get better. Hallelujah. What a enlightenment when we realize that, oh my goodness, we're ready. Each and every day, are we ready? Oh, it's about getting ready. Today, are we ready? The harvest truly is plentiful. Okay. I have to make a decision to try to keep going or stop. So, y'all want me to keep going or stop? Oh, that was a trick question. No, yeah. Oh, no. Let's see. I'm hungry, brother. I'll just do a little bit more, and we'll see where we at. But I don't. Truly, the harvest was plentiful. But say, but I don't like them kind of people. I don't like those people. I don't like them people that do this and do that and do the other. I don't like it when those kind of things happen. I've never noticed. Have you ever noticed that every time you find a type of person that you don't like, that God brings those around you all the time? Am I the only one that happens to, or has it happened to you? Man, I don't like that boy. Next week, you got somebody knocking on your door. You got somebody that's on your job. You got somebody that's in your school. You got somebody that lives next. I hate them people. Next door neighbors. Oh, I got to deal with these type of people. Why do you think he's bringing you into that situation? How many of you know he's working on us? Huh? He's trying to bring those kind of people into our lives so that we realize, guess who's in charge? And guess who's really got the problem? Tyrone. Who's really got the problem? Oh, well, Lord, you know, God, you know my intentions. I don't want to be this way. I just can't stand them. Uh-oh. but God, well, he brings us,
How many of you know he's working on both sides of the fence at the same time? You see, he's working on us, and he also wants us to learn to work with these other type of people that we don't like so that we learn to work together for the glory of the Lord. That with the church, the body of Christ, comes together without dysfunction and disunity and discord. But I don't... Anybody of you know he wants us to learn unity? I love to say this at this point because sometimes people get the word, these two words confused, unity and uniformity. It's not the same thing. You don't have to do it the way I do it. And you said, glory to God, hallelujah. It's not about doing it the way Bob does it or Carol does it. It's about getting in the presence of the Most High God and learning that we all are on this journey together to learn to love one another, to get past our frustrations, our points. How many of you know God's working on you? Say me. The harvest, the joy of the harvest can be a hard thing or it could be an easy thing when our eyes are open. And we see the way he sees, then truly ministry becomes a joy. Peace. Oh, I know some folks that struggle trying to be a witness. You know, I just can't talk to that fella. Every time I talk to him, I don't like him. I just don't wish to. I don't want the Lord to get me in. I don't want to have to talk to him. And the Lord says, yeah, I know. That's why you got to talk to him. Oh, anybody ever heard those words? You can raise your hand on that one. I just need to know if I'm alone. Oh, come on, Lord. I don't want... See, let somebody else talk to him, Lord, or her. Oh, 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brothers. These are the disciples talking to the church. And he says, we are always... huh? Brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly and the love for every one of you all abounds towards each other. Oh, didn't that just sound like the perfect church? Oh, how many of you think he was lying? No, don't. How many of you think that he was encouraging the body of Christ? He was trying to speak that which was not into existence. You know what? I mean, it's like he's praying and he's prophesying and he's talking to the church and he's saying, you know what? I know God is good and I know he loves you and I know that you love each other with all of our problems. We're looking through and past the things that we don't agree on. You know, you ever realize how many people like it hot, cold, soft pews, hard pews, loud music, low music, no music, some music, no preaching. I had a brother that came here a while back. He passed away a couple years ago. He said, we don't need any of the music. Let's just get to the word. Well, I don't agree with that. And that's okay. But, you know, this is what I say. There's plenty of churches around. I do believe we're the best one in town. But I don't believe we're the only one in town. Mm-hmm. Because our faith grows exceedingly and love for every one of you all abounds to each other, so that ourselves boast for you amongst the churches of God. For your patience and faith in all your persecution and tribulation that you endure. How many of you are enduring some stuff? Oh, I'm enduring just sitting next to this guy. He stinks. I just wish they'd shut up a little bit so I could hear the preach. I just wish they would stop enduring. The joy is coming. I have to stop real quick because I believe that the Lord's speaking to somebody's heart right now this morning, and you just got a little revelation. You just got a little lightning bolt, a little strike, a little, wow, God. I believe that God just spoke to your heart. The joy of the harvest is coming into your life. I hope you're getting ready for this. Romans chapter 15 and 13 says this. Now may the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace in believing, that you might abound in hope and the power, say power, of the Holy Spirit. Power to oversee things. Power. Man, the Lord's speaking to some hearts this morning. I believe without a doubt when I said the word power, you're catching a glimpse, you're catching a revelation. The Lord's speaking to your heart right now, and He's saying, there's where it lies. The joy of the Lord, it comes in power, and it's just for you individually. I've got things in your life, say my life, that the Lord is working on. Somebody go help Him open the door real quick. He's got a handful of food. It must be for the fall festival. Or is that my lunch? Hallelujah. Either way. James chapter 1 and 2. My brethren, count it all joy. This is such a tough scripture. I don't know about you, but sometimes you wish scriptures just wasn't in there. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Have you fallen into some situations where you see, like temptation? You got any candy bars in that bag? All the diabetics looking at the candy. Hallelujah. Woo! Give me one of them Snickers. Hallelujah. Fall into various trials. Some things are tougher on other folks than others. When I count it all joy. Hallelujah. When we fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience. The testing of our faith, what? It produces patience. All right, I'm going to stop at the end of this page. Just because I know y'all getting hungry, especially since I said Snickers. But let the patience have its perfect work, that you might be perfectly complete, lacking nothing. I don't know about you, but I think that's so cool that God wants to work on us, and He's working on us, and He's chipping away, and He's taking away all the stuff so that we might learn to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect, and He wants us to learn. Say learn. It's not about being perfect, but it's about working towards perfection. It's not about understanding that they're not perfect yet, but they're working on it too. Say also. They also are working on it, huh? That you might, that the patience might have its perfect work, that you might be complete. Perfect, complete, lacking nothing. Whew, what a great place to be. And if anybody of you lack, say lack. How many of you know some lackers? No? How many of you lack wisdom? Let them ask of God. See, if we sometimes, I don't, like I said earlier, when I read my scriptures, sometimes I got to stop and I just ask God, God, I don't quite get this. Or Lord, show me a new understanding of it. We got to ask, say ask. You see, because He says, he who asks, He will give to him liberally. Liberally. That means He just will pour it out on you. I don't know if you've ever really just felt God dump on you liberally. His anointing and His love. And He just jumps all over you and just pours out. Have you ever felt the experience of God just pouring out on you? If you haven't, get ready, because it's coming. If you seek Him, if you run after Him, if you will seek Him like precious gold and silver and a pearl of that much value, as the scriptures tells us. Go after God. Go after God with all of your heart, mind, and soul. And watch. Ooh-wee. That's amen for Mississippi. Man, He's ready to pour out on some folks. If we will, there you go. If we will go after Him. Oh, my goodness. He's ready. It's going to pour out on you liberally, without reproach. And it'll be given to Him. If God's ready to just give it to you. I mean, but you got to go after it. Too many of us want to just sit back. Let me get on this side of the speaker because it was about to whistle. Too many of us want to just sit back and say, bless me, Lord. I made it to church this morning. That's a good thing. You're lucky, God. I was going to go fishing. It was raining. The saints are starting at 12 today, Lord. You better hurry up. Uh-oh, he done went to a quarter after. I ain't coming back to this church. And guess what? God is good. God is good.
No TV. I can't watch it anyway. That's why I'm dragging this out. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Again, the Lord's just speaking to my heart right now about some things, about some folks that are getting some glimpses. The word, when I said testing, you went, oh, yeah, I've been testing. Well, it's working on us. He's working on us. Oh, stand to your feet. I'll finish. Hallelujah. I'm not finished, but I'm finished. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you that we can be tested, oh God, that we can be changed, oh God, that we don't think we are already there. Lord, we know that we're not, oh God. We know that you're working in our hearts. We know that you're bringing revelation and understanding. Oh, when they say, and oh, look to the left and look to the right in the confusion, oh, we'll focus on you, oh God. We're not going to be worried about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough concerns and worries for itself. But today, Lord, we surrender afresh and anew. Lord, today we celebrate your goodness, your mercy, and your compassion on us, oh God. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you that we can come together in unity and in spirit and mind, in one accord, Lord, that we might see your Holy Spirit afresh and anew in our lives. Lord, that we will run with endurance the race that you've set before us, oh God. Father, we thank you for the families. We ask you to encourage them, Lord. Let each person here receive a fresh anointing and encouraging word, that we might proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we might see the joy of the harvest, that we might see, Lord, the fields that are white. Oh, Jesus, let our eyes be changed, our ears be opened, oh God, that we will see clearly who you are, in this day and age. Oh, many of us want to look at the old days and say, oh, it was better in the good old days. For today is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And I want to encourage you to rejoice and be glad in this day and tomorrow and the next day. Lord, each and every day is a new day in you. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Amen. I seen this on Facebook real quick. I just got to tell you this. I seen this on Facebook. What?